Michael Bolton, missing you now. It's 39 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. All right, so our compliments of the season to you, and I hope I've said that. I think I did. All right, good. I think it's a good time to segue into the Lords of Logic, and I want to begin Lords of Logic early today because I think that today is going to require some effort, logically. I don't know that there are any straightforward answers, but collectively I believe that if we attempt introspection, analysis, truth, observation, and maybe search, we might just uncover something. So, if you're with me, well, you know I'm here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, my friends. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so this is anyone's, I don't think it's a guess. I think this is anyone's observation, particularly if you have cognition, if you've been Nigerian long enough, if you have imbibed society, if you understand how the Nigerian spirit, you know, kicks, then my guess is you pretty much are familiar with what I'm about to share with you. Welcome to the show, The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce, and thanks to everybody who called in on Confessions Thursday today. Confessions Thursday got Willie makes a comeback next week. Between now and then, looking forward to that moment with you again on radio. All right, now, with that said, let's begin the Lords of Logic. Why do Nigerians like titles? I think that's a good place to start. So I don't know that there is any right or wrong answer to that. I'm hoping that we can attempt to maybe figure out what happens maybe in the human brain or in the human heart or maybe both to the person who gets accorded title, a form of revere, worship, maybe not worship, but maybe it's according someone what might be in the most modest sense, respect. And I'm Igbo, for example, and I remember growing up, I would watch Nollywood movies with my parents, and so, of course, some of the things that they would say, I wouldn't properly get it, but particularly in the Igbo movies, and you would see, it's portrayed that the rich man is honored by those people about him, those around him, those who benefit from his wealth, those who sit at the foot of the table and have crumbs fall downwards. They seem to have a way to adore, to worship. And it's music to the ears, particularly if you hear the way they weave it together. And I'm sure the Igbo culture is not just exclusive. I've heard quite a number of Yoruba songs, for example. And you go to the Yoruba parties and you spray the singer money, and he adores, he makes a moment about you. He tells a tale of your life. He sings in adoration. He exalts you. He lifts you up. And, you know, you just don't stop putting that money down. And then they go, and then they go. I don't know who stops first, you or them. And then the next guy comes by. I don't have the best collection of what might be regarded as the clothing. I mean, I think it's an attempt to clothe one with honor. But I have an audio, which I think is particularly funny. I hope this serves. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. We'll start from here, and then it will take us somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where the somewhere is just yet. Let's begin from here. On the sunny side.
Prime Minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke. Ezo onye mepim nke izizi African tallest man otu onye na-ekwo mu olu a osisi kankwu okwuru oka fine man without pimple onatara dike mma nke mbụ okwuru ọra dike erigharịrị otigbu di.
Look, I've heard better. Believe me, I'm Igbo. I've heard it, and it makes me laugh. And I don't know what's funny. I don't know if it's the way that they say it, or I think it's the way that they say it, because half of it to me is half of it to me is worthless. But I think I enjoy it. But maybe it's deeper. Maybe it's just deeper than that. Maybe there is something that can be said for why people, and it's not just Igbos, you say, I'm just speaking as an Igbo person, right? So maybe your Kalaba, your Yoruba, your Hausa, your whatever tribe you're from, but you're Nigerian, so you know what I'm talking about. You know.
Prime Minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke, Ezo Onye Mepimu Nkizizi, African Tallest Man, Otu Onye Nekwomo Olua, Osisi Kanku, Okuru Oka, Fine Man Without Pimple, Onatara Dike Mwankembo, Okuru Oka, Dike Ligari, Otibu Di.
Okay, so if you watch the old Nollywood movies and you hear the, maybe you hear someone adore Kanayo or Clem Ohaneze, I hope I'm right with that one. It's melodic. It has a rhythm. It's beautiful to hear. So let's talk about the meaning of it. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. So this is a good place to start. Then I want to take you somewhere else, particularly one that I would regard as an experience, a personal experience. I've told you about it before. So that's exactly where this conversation would eventually land. But let's start from here. Why do you think people love to be adored? An assistant one time said to me that she was hosting an event and she referred to the man as Mr. And he corrected her and says, you know, I am something, something, something. Maybe this was probably 20 years ago. I was here on the island. I was somewhere in a store and a man gave me his business card. So I was speaking to a man and he gave me his business card. And the business card, you know, like the typical business card is maybe that's like 3 inches by 2, something like that. So imagine your typical business card size, but his was folded. So it was folded. So it would probably be like a 6 by 2. So they had to fold it. So you open it like you're opening a book. And in between were everything that he has studied beneath the sun. I thought that was comedy. But goodness, like everything, like I think there was no degree that was not there. And maybe he thought I should know. At this point, I don't even remember his first name. Oh, good Lord. Welcome then to the Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello, Jesse. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Blessing.
Great.
Yeah, you're talking about titles. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, there's another one like this. Agbegun Kiti, Ego Anezuzu. There's something like Okaramon Okaramadu.
Okunerego. I know, my father calls me that one.
So you see all those kind of titles.
Yeah, people like it? What does it do for them?
What it does for them is some believe that the moment they get those titles being mentioned at that place, maybe when, like, some will say the only person that supply handkerchief in Africa, and this handkerchief that they are using to clean face. So the man who is cheering you up. So by the time you get out, you see people want to buy your handkerchief, even when you are not the one supplying it in West Africa. So all those things, they are just early titles. People like it, and by the time you don't call them, some will not even spray you money. Sometime at the end of the day, you will even see the person that is praying somebody will go to the bus stop and be looking for a vehicle to enter. So I don't know what those things.
So let's assume he comes in a big car, you know. Let's even assume the best case scenario. But do you think you understand what it does for people psychologically?
Yeah,
emotionally, mentally? Does it give them worth? Does it give them value? Does it give them prestige? What does it
give them value. Them value.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Welcome to the Lords of Logic, my friend. My name's Joyce. Hello. Make it back. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
Go ahead, tell us your name.
Yeah, so my girl.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Joyce, thank you. I think, this is my personal opinion, I think Africans mostly, and Nigerians by extension, are attached to their titles because behind that attachment lies the mentality or the thinking that they wouldn't be seen as important.
Okay.
Without that, you know, title affixed to their name. In other words, their self-worth is tied to you placing that title before their names. Just last night, someone was saying on Twitter, told a story of how he went to the NEPA office and he was referred to a certain Philip. So he got into the office and said, and met someone, and the person told him that Philip wasn't around, that he should come back. And he repeatedly was going back there for 2 weeks. Eventually, he got tired and made more inquiries. And he was pointed to the man that was telling him to come back, that was Philip. So he confronted the man, and the man told him that his name was Engineer Philip. Right? So under that thread, a lot of people now started telling their stories, you know, of how people who weren't addressed by their titles, how they were rejected just because they weren't addressed by their titles.
Thank you.
Yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, they believe that their self-worth is attached to that title.
Thank you very much.
A kind of inferiority complex.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Welcome.
Lagos, Nigeria, you know them. You're probably married to one of them. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Hello.
Joyce Onyemowa.
Thank you very much for calling.
You know me today. Why are you calling my name like this? I owe you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Say
go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, you know one thing about we Africans. I'm not excluding myself for. We love title.
Why?
That is the simple truth. Look at the
MD, CEO.
One person gotten like 4 or 5 titles at the same time.
What does it do for them psychologically? What does it mean?
Yeah, psychologically, Joyce, I think the ego there is what is killing us. Even in our family, Joyce.
Oh, okay.
If your younger one does not call you brother, I think it's part of the title.
Mm-hmm.
Brother so-so this or sister so-so this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way you see that comment that you want to make or complain that you want to throw to you, you look at it as a disrespect.
Okay.
To you.
Okay.
That is the simple truth.
All right.
So those types of joy is already inclined on us that if you are not on a tarago, ipoponopalatobo, or igwe ozuroha. On one name, you will have like how many titles on top of it? And at the end of it, Joyce, what are these titles represent on us? Does it give us what we want as
I'm
a human
asking
being?
You. Yeah, but can you tell me? I'm the one asking the question. So is it honor? Is it prestige? Is it class? Is it value? Is it worth? What is it?
It's just like for me as a person, there's something about me. I have my own personal acceptance of anything you tell me. The issue
heaven.
Is this. Yes, I think for some of them, the prestige.
Prestige.
It's a prestige for some of them.
Thank you.
That is important. And it's cloud for them.
It's cloud.
You to know that, yeah, for you to know that they are there. And they want to show you that they are here.
Thank you very much for calling. So look, so I want to hear whether the Hausas have something like that. I know that the Yorubas have it because I've seen it. So I would like to hear a few things I haven't heard before. I think I remember a few Igbos were due for a break in about a minute. So it's about the titles and what we think that does emotionally, psychologically. What does it mean? Because people are somewhat offended in the absence of it.
Minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke, Ezo Onyeme Epimunkizizi, African tallest man, Otuoye Nekwumolua, Osisi Kanku, Okuroka, Fine man with that pimple. On a tradition man kembo. Okurwa. Dikeliari. Otibudi.
Look, some of you can do better than this. Like, I would love a moment to just really have you go at it. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, is the Lords of Logic. We're speaking about the psychological implications of titles. Welcome to the show. We're discussing, well, what happens behind the adulation, the exaltation, the note. I guess it's worthy of note, really. Maybe for these people who love these titles, if you don't hear it, it probably doesn't exist, so they emphasize it. So someone here says to me, my name's Sheriff from Unileg. I have a particular experience. There is this particular man in my area. When you're addressing him, if you don't put the title Chief, he will not respond to whatever you are saying. So usually growing up, I thought it used to be okay. I thought it would just suffice if you say good afternoon, sir, good afternoon, ma, which is how I grew up, I thought. Just to note their position as one higher or older, sir, ma, and that's about it. But yeah, let's talk about this other one. This one where if you don't sing it, well, I guess other things happen. There's a price you pay. You either get snubbed or warned. We're off on a break. It's 2 p.m. on the clock to bring to you headlines. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. To continue, the Lords of Logic.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, I have a few more messages here. Very interesting to read. Well done, Joyce. Psychologically, it gives many a sense of we are here. Fulfillment and sometimes makes some happy with swollen head. At times, it's overestimation, not that the person have accomplished all these. But I think naturally, black people, it just makes them happy. Lord Adike, thank you very much. Here, I have another message here. He says, title is like validation that you have not just arrived as a wealthy person, but you also hold chieftaincy title to cap up your success. Titles is like a 90s alcoholic drink. It intoxicates that should any of the titles be missed during addressing can always be faulted and corrected. It massages the ego where there is none and places them higher above everyone else. Okay. When I watch politics on television, Nigerian politics, that is, and maybe I watch it because I have a job about that or I have a conversation around that, and I hear that sluggish, His Excellency's Minister, or maybe they're about to introduce someone. You hear His Excellency Chief Doctor. What else again do they add to that thing, man? That thing just, I roll my eyes so bad it could fall in. Chief Doctor, His Royal Highness Emeritus, and he. And they now call the names. I do, man. but maybe there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe just a good old fatigue of a sort. But I think that it does something for people. For it to be an issue. For sir to not be enough anymore. You know, like, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma. Well, you can say good afternoon, ma. Or good afternoon, madame. And you say good afternoon, sir. And it's not enough. It's like you have to call them everything that they are. Good afternoon, Lady Joyce. Let's see. We love feeling superior. And this feeling can be seen in our view of governance. Oh, it's a Nigerian thing. Okay. Then you have the local one. Chairman. I heard someone say you're the God that I see. One of the videos I watched, I think it was Aki and Popo. One rich man gave them money. And then they said to the man, let what would happen to you happen to us. And I guess that's after you have given every title in the book, then you curse yourself. Let's find out. The Lords of Logic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Blessed Martin, calling from Lekki.
Great. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. As you're mentioning the name, I remember I did not put CONGCFR.
Thank you. Exactly.
Excellency.
He's excellent.
Doctor.
Barrister.
GCFR. Uh-huh. Royal Highness.
Yeah.
So.
What does it do?
That's how we have seen it, and it's difficult to change. I know when I remembered one of my maybe uncle, he was introducing himself to a white man. My name is Dr. Deji. And the person said, "You mean Deji?" He said, "No, doctor. You have to emphasize that doctor." And when the person was not even trying to mention it, and he just walked away.
Wow.
So he don't know that I spend a lot of time to get this degree, and you don't just want to eliminate the doctor. You know, so but I think that's how we grow up, and even me, I think it's just like somebody says, a prestige. You just have to leave it like that. There's a lot of things that we cannot correct. You know, so some
okay,
people,
that's why you're on the Lords of Logic, because we have another part to this. Don't worry about whether you think you can correct it or not, because we have to we need to analyze its utility.
Yeah, I just feel like
thank you.
Have a good feeling when you mention this.
Okay, they feel exalted. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Let me join the question, Pariyala.
Sure.
First of all, let me start like this. Your dad gives you a Kuneri Ogo one.
I read meaning.
Oh. By the grace of God. You have covered that very name.
What does it mean? Understand? What do you think
that
it means?
That shows you are a very expensive girl, right from childhood. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
So today you are uncovered. That's the meaning. That's just the meaning. That's to cut it short. That's the meaning.
Yeah, he told me I'm a spendthrift. I know, I'm like my father.
Yeah. One of my house. I added this. One of my house. You understand? So today you have covered it. Because that's what you are.
I don't feel prestigious about it. I'm a spendthrift. I don't even know what you're talking about. I know I'm a spendthrift. I don't need a title for that. He calls me, you know, he says, you're Okuneriego, Kalo Kalo.
Yes, exactly.
He calls me Kalo Kalo. I'm like, what's that?
you know that.
Yeah. So,
now, let me give you a practical example. I went to my village meeting, and I introduced myself as Don Dukwe Edward. Somebody in the meeting said, get up and said, Don, aka Don Dukwe from Savo Yaba. That means you have been hearing my name on the radio. And people start gazing at me. I went there for the first time. People start looking at me. After the meeting, you know, guess what? People start coming to me. How did you get this meeting, guys? They start, somebody in particular start giving me titles, and people start coming. Please give me that number. Give me the secret. I have been trying to get radio, various radios, and they did not know.
What?
They don't know that it's their own brother that is answering them down the way from Savo Yaba. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes people give you titles for admiration. People
but what does it do for you? Like, what does that even mean? Like, what's the use of it?
It may not mean anything to you. It may not mean anything. But they know what they are deriving from giving you that, because they needed something from, some of them needed something from you. Some of them needed some goodness from you. Some of them needed to come nearer you.
What goodness do you have to give? You, I'm asking you now.
No, I'm not regarding that anything. Because when I look at it, I say, what's the meaning of this? Myself, me as a person, what's the meaning of this? So sometimes it may not be because of money. It's because of them coming nearer to you, getting closer to you.
Whether you drop something. All right, good then.
No. Whether you drop something or not, some of them doesn't care.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not true. Because if you're not dropping, nobody gives you titles. Have you tried to park a car before?
No. Do you know that sometimes title is not all about you having money or you being rich? But many a times it's for the rich people. You understand?
Mm.
Sometimes people give you titles just to come nearer you, to get something like you in particular. You understand? People want to come nearer you because of what you have upstairs.
then what? Then you're going to be like, yeah, professor, intellectual. God, the God of knowledge. Yeah, then what? And I'm going to be like, yeah, you can come.
Thank you very much.
What are you thanking me? No, that's nonsense. Like, what are you thanking me for? What are you saying? Look, thank you very much for calling.
That is human being for you. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's something. That's the problem. That kind of human being. Let's talk about it. Like, that type. So, what is it? So, first of all, is it even true? But even if it's true. Okay, let me wait. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Thank you for calling the Lords of Logic.
I enjoy your program a great deal.
Thank you.
Going to the title thing, it comes from two ways. I see from two angles. The people that they want to seek reward, people that seek reward at times, they start healing you, calling you all the names that even the one you don't have, they add it to you for what they want to benefit from you.
Benefit.
And the people that, then the other group is the one that maybe from a deprived mind, somebody, the ones that feel that you must position, they need that title to make them to maybe to look, you don't have something and you feel you demand something based on those titles. That is one way I see it. What do you think about this?
Okay, well, thank you. This is a good start because we're trying to figure out what is really there. At the heart of this, we need to find out, is this an emptiness that titles feel, like worship feels? There's a void there. So let's see whether we can establish something. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Well, Lagos, if you have just tuned in, I know you know, because if you drive a car, you want to park a car, and all the boys just turn up around, they're on your left and right flank, chairman, then they say some other things. And I don't, like, it just... Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I really think it's just me. Welcome to the Lords of Logic, titles and why you like it.
Hello?
Welcome to the Lords of Logic, titles, why you like it.
I want to tell you a story of something happened some time ago. Where we're growing up, there's this bricklayer in our community. He's a bricklayer and his name is Barrister. So I think one day we're in the vehicle, we're going to somewhere. So on this vehicle now, they have to be carrying passengers along the road. So he was supposed to enter, and the man that is inside did not want to shift. So the team now brought quarrel. They were just quarreling. So the man went to another bus stop, and as he went to carry passengers, another person, they have already promised themselves that when they come down, they are going to fight too. So when somebody now saw him, say, barrister, he now greeted that person. You know that the person that was sitting next to him that was fighting him, that was how he maintained his person. And this man is a bricklayer. So when the man now came down, he did not come down from that bus stop. So the law asked, are you not going there? I said, no. So later he was now saying that he don't want problem. The man said, what happened? He said, the man now. He said, that man is a bricklayer. So that guy was so like, he was so... So this type of the thing. He's working for some people.
It's power.
It's power. He's working for some of them.
Pseudo power. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. So I'll speak to a few more of you, then I'll introduce another lateral aspect to this. Hello, welcome to the show, the Lords of Logic.
Hello, James.
Yeah, welcome. It's good to have you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us your name real quick. We don't have forever. Let's go.
Yeah, I think this is all about flattery. People just like to flatter themselves.
That's flattery.
Flattery titles give them a sense of importance.
Okay.
And then all the people who give them those flattery titles also want to get an advantage. Either to get favors from them and all that. So it's a two-way thing. The one who is flattering or wants to benefit from the one who's being flattered.
Wow. I think I like the way you put it.
So that's the whole thing. And this sense of importance, wanting to feel, just like this other man just said now.
Mentor.
That title has a way of leveraging for them. Like, if someone feels that I'm a barrister, it kind of gives them this sense of
worth. Sense of value.
You know, so I think that's where the issue is. Some people they don't have a value for themselves, so they have to put that to give them that sense of great value.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you. So final call, and then we'll introduce another aspect. Hello. Lost you. All right, good. So You see, well, at least I think to a large degree, we pretty much are full aware of this.
Prime Minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke. African tallest man. Fine man without pimple.
Come on, did you forget that one? Yeah, Hagbego and Kitty. That's like a Clem Ohamezi line. I remember that one because I watched that movie. I can't remember the title, but I remember Hagbego and Kitty Onee Zuzu. Then which one again do I remember? Well, I think I would never forget Okuneriego because that's my title, being a non-frugal human being. Okay, so I think that it appears to be that the people who relish titles, those who love to be flattered, those who need a sense of validation, are not necessarily valid. It would appear, at least if something outside of them is required to feel a void inside of them, then maybe what we can deduce or deduct from that is that there is something inside of them that is a void. There's a gaping hole inside of them that they need something outside of them to feel. That's a suggestion. So you might argue for or against, or you might maybe even just argue for the utility of recognizing people by what they have accomplished. So, for example, if someone has been to a religious school, theology? Yeah, he studies theology, maybe he studies something else. He's Reverend Doctor, Pastor, Mentor, Father, something. Yeah, the name is bigger than the whole ministry. Like, so yeah, it's really, it has to be elaborate. You have to inflate it. And all of this is in a bid to enthrone. Okay, maybe it's not so bad. Okay, so I think that maybe there is something inside that is a gaping hole that something outside has to feel. So I want you to note that for a minute. Then I want to introduce something else to you. So I've told you before that I noticed that I think I'm one person who has stumbled on titles a lot, not just from my father calls me, but just people meeting me and having something to say about me. Let's see if I can remember. I've been called professor, English teacher, lecturer, alpha female. Someone sent me a message on social media last week and called me a rascal. I thought it was funny. It's like what? Then I've been called feminist. I've had a few. I can't even remember some of them now. Like, oh, you act like a man. So in the absence of calling me a man, they're like, oh yeah, you're an alpha female. And then they say a lot of things. And then I notice that I don't like it. So here, we're not analyzing me. We're analyzing the logic of maybe you meet someone and they don't like titles. So don't make it about me now. So imagine, and I try to explain what I sensed. So my friends, one of my friends recently, maybe when I say recent, I mean like a year ago or two, and we were talking, and so the boys say I'm one of the boys, and he says, you're an alpha female. And I said, I don't like that. Don't call me anything. My name is Joyce, and that's enough. And so I noticed that when people call me something, I feel confined. I feel put in a box. And I've tried to explain this to you before, but even I am left with the assignment to try to figure out why suddenly this same thing that people love and desire and seek after is confining. It leaves me with a sense of confinement, a restriction. It does to me what I despise. So every time you say, oh, Joyce, you're a mentor, you're the light in the you're the shepherd, you're the winner, you're the savior, and I'm like, stop that. I hate it. It's because it's confining. And so let's juxtapose this one on the left and this other one on the right. Let's see what might be happening psychologically. So maybe a cue would be that for me it's confining, but for someone else it's enthroning. What do you think is happening? So remember that we have at least tried to figure out why people like to be called something that not just flatters them, but enthrones them and assigns to their name a value, a social value, market value, a people value, a human value, something. So there's that, right? And we're thinking, if that is so necessary that someone would practically ignore you if you do not call them by their achievements, then maybe we're compelled to assume that there's something inside of them that isn't there. There is something necessary for human existence that's absent, that's not there. And then why would anybody feel a sense of confinement if they're accorded revere, title, esteem, if they're flattered? I hate flattery. That's the word. I despise it. But it's not about me. This is the Lords of Logic. So psychologically, we're trying to figure out what's at play here. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We begin 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon. No, I'm sorry. It's too bad. You must turn up the volume of your radio set, please. You know, once I pick up, turn up the volume of your radio set so there are no interruptions. Thank you for understanding. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, George.
Yeah, welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Mazuda.
Mm-hmm.
The title, whenever somebody's coming to you, I'm calling you a big name. Consider that person as a criminal.
Why?
If you know life.
Why?
Why is this? They use it, you know, just to come into you and do you anything wrong. I know many people that have done it to me, even. The last one, they call him Babi Mole. He left my house. I said he must go. He came into my house with others.
Okay, that's a bad one. Sorry about that. Well, look, thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
You see, George, hello.
I'm with you.
It's about ego
attacking. Oh, hold on.
When one's emptiness is about getting replaced,
then
it tends to...
I'm sorry. Pardon
Hello?
Me. Forgive me. So I can hear you, but it keeps breaking, so I'm losing your words, and it's hardly making sense. I'm going to ask you to please hang up and call back.
Okay.
I sincerely do apologize. Welcome to the show. If you have just tuned in, it's the Lords of Logic. We're analyzing the titles. Whereas we're giving them a good name. We'll leave it at titles, and then you make a sense of what it means. It's utility. Some have said flattery. So I was like, well, yeah, it's just to give value to something, but giving value to something that might be otherwise not as valuable. Yeah. So it's a perception of value. It's not necessarily actual value. Well, let's find out what you have to say. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here.
This is Amaka from Ojo.
Thank you. Go ahead.
For me, I believe about personality. Some people have this pride, like, oh, you must call me by that name. When I enter, everybody will know that, yes, somebody has entered. Like, when you go to all these village meetings and they don't address you, they will see as nobody. People around, they will see as nobody. I even have an aunt. We went for a function. Her husband was a doctor. So when they wanted to call them to the high table, they now address them as Mr. and Mrs. My auntie refused to stand up. She didn't wait. Tell her husband that she's not going anywhere. Then I said, what was the problem? Because people that knew her around know that she was in the function. Now say that she paid the MC to address her right.
And what doctor was right?
Doctor and Mrs. The other one was a doctor.
Oh.
Doctor and Mrs. When they now mentioned it, she stood up and went. Yeah. She's the one carrying it on her head. Her husband has no problem.
Yeah.
The man was not even present. She went to represent the husband at the wedding.
Oh.
So they said they have to address her rights. I was not like, what's so? You're not even the one that has the title. What's the big deal there? when we come out, people like look around and know that somebody is inside there, somebody has arrived, that kind of thing. That is pride.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, I doubt I can fit in a conversation into the next 30 seconds. Let's try. 30 seconds. You better be good at this. Welcome to Nigeria Info. 30 seconds.
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
I'm with you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that it's more of to the person hailing or giving titles, it's more of inferiority complex.
On the part of the one who's been flattered? Okay.
Sorry, to the person that is hailing,
yeah,
I feel it's lack of exposure, level of understanding. And to the person being hailed, I feel it's inferiority complex.
Thank you.
Let me give you an example.
Please hold on. You're going to have to call me back. We're off on a break, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Prime Minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke. As only a mapy monkeys, African tallest man, or to any Kumulua, Osisikanko, Okuroka, fine man with that pimple, on a tradicaman Kembo, Okuroka, Dikari, Otibu.
All right, so if you have just tuned in, welcome to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. So basically, to compress what might be something that has been through the last few minutes stretched out into different areas of observation would be that for some people, titles are enlarge them. They love it because it enlarges them. Let's leave it at that. For me, it's confining. So psychologically, on the Lords of Logic, my friends, we got work. Let's see what that means. That's the topic. Now, what's happening there? Why do I feel confined? And why do they feel enlarged? What do you think might be happening? The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you for calling.
I hope you didn't cut me off. I didn't do any wrong.
Oh, no, I couldn't hear you. And even okay, I'm expecting another man who called after you as well to call back.
Sorry, so let me just tell you why they are criminals. Because if you perform live, you know what I'm talking. You see, I told this guy then, this is my name, Mazi Ude, or Colonel Ude. Mazi is just Mr.
Okay.
I told others that the woman there, I came before her, before him. I told him, the children come and ask me, are they going to be calling me Paddy, Toddy, Dada? I said, no, Mazi Ude, or Olin Ude. That is my name. So that guy where he sits calling me landlord. He is a criminal. I know the first day, any day he met me with one time, I tell you who you are. I know I told people, but I said, I want to watch it because I don't push anybody who is dirty. I keep teaching to you, mentoring you, telling you why you should not be in that field.
Pardon me. I think I'm trying to follow your thoughts. You say they're criminals because they're deceptive. They use that to penetrate people.
Yes.
Okay.
And any man will accept it. Any man will accept that to a criminal because he's using it for cheat.
Oh, so he's also a criminal for accepting it.
Yes. So you don't need that to grow.
Okay. This is going somewhere. Okay.
If you walk around the life, anybody who doubts you, my name is Matt, would they call me out for this?
Thank you.
About life. Okay. I have them plenty of, and they can't pass on, they can't anything, but they mess up. They call him a bit more.
Wait. Thank you. So I think I've gotten the gist of your point. So let's find out what other people have to say. Thank you. I do appreciate. Thank you. The Lords of Logic, how are you?
Hello, Joshua.
Yeah, afternoon. Tell us your name.
Good
go
afternoon.
Ahead.
I want to remain anonymous.
Oh.
It happened not quite long, like last month at church. So a guest speaker that was invited to come and admonish us. So why, you know, the guest speaker, after introducing himself, then he has to like give thanks to the pastor in charge that gave him opportunity to mount the pulpit. So after the young man finished preaching, so he handed over the mic. Do you know that the pastor's wife, are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
The wife of the pastor when she came to the pulpit, the woman was laughing at that guy. That why should she even make it as a this thing to everybody, that anybody that want to appreciate his husband should make her husband should make sure the person mention her name too, not only her husband, because the husband is the head pastor in that church. So the woman was like, if you want to say pastor and pastor missus. So, and after, before the program finished, you know that every other person that was coming to the pulpit, in fact, today, that is how anybody that comes in there, like pastor and pastor missus. So I don't know what.
We'll find out. Thing. We're working on it.
Yes, thank we don't you. Know what this thing, how crazy this thing is on well, people's head. And of recent, the open heaven talk about flattering. You know, Bible hates it.
Well,
hates it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. So here is something I'm giving you to work on. Personally, it makes me feel restricted. It confines me. I think that's the word. It confines me. For others, it's very... I don't know. I guess it makes them feel enlarged. So what do you think could be happening? I want us to analyze that. I think we have established that people are just hungry for validation. Like they would fix a non-problem just so that they are seen. They want to be seen, heard, and regarded as a people, a persons of worth. So let's talk about what I think I've observed, which is contrary, yeah, in opposition to how people feel when they get titles. What do you think happens if I feel restriction or confinement and they feel broadened or enlarged? The Lords of Logic, welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce. Good
afternoon. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
I'm Mary from Igondo.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my contribution to this, I think people like it. No, let me start with why people don't like it. So I think people feel confined or restricted the way you do, because, you know, when they give titles, it's like you are placing the person in a particular place, making them have to do certain things or have to live up to certain expectations. Do you understand?
Okay.
That's what I think. Like, they will have to live up to that expectation in which you have placed them. In like now when you call someone like
Professor
Udobin, something like that.
Igwe Chairman.
Yeah, Igwe. Now they have to live up to that expectation. So that's why I feel some people may feel confined or restricted. Now, while other people may like it, is because, you know, like you said, there is a void inside of them and they are looking for something outside of them to help them feel something that's inside. So it makes them feel pompous. It makes them feel like they've arrived. So when they feel like people are ailing them and, you know, they have some sort of validation, which they know that they would not have if
otherwise
experiences. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
thank
my...
you. I do appreciate. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Hello. Make it back. Well, I feel confined. Other people like it. What do you think? Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Auntie Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Kingsley calling from Jakonde.
Nice.
Auntie Joy, this that honorable na packaging. Then they like carry the packaging, go via local men there. From there they will not choose who then go feed the package. Na packaging.
Oh, so it's a lie, basically. It's just a lie. It's a lie.
I'm telling you the truth.
All right.
But yeah, honorable, this one, a packaging. Now,
it's a lie.
When no fit walk on their own on the street.
Okay. Maybe I get that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
So what happens? Why would some people feel restricted and others feel enlarged? Inflate. That's the word, inflated. Hello, welcome to the show, The Lords of Logic. Speak closer to your mouthpiece.
I'm talking to my mouthpiece.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Michael.
Okay, Michael, speak up for us. Go ahead.
In things fall apart, we have a man inside the car. A man whose back never touched the ground. He was a fighter, a hero. Okonkwo himself, when he is wrestling, even the fact that he's attuned to failure, he goes in and takes his pipe and weasel it. And as soon as Okoko hears it, even though he never lost his father's status, there is a spirit in him that is a reason. And he gives his best. Where I'm going is, Joyce, peace might be a situation that though confine you. Why are you confined? Because you are challenged. You want to live to an expectation.
Whose expectation? Whose expectation am I trying to live to?
Listen, this inspiration or garnish or whatever you want to call it, or praises, place you in a certain environment that you don't feel comfortable, even though, check yourself very well, you could have some virtues in you that is being celebrated. So want to make you to do more. Now, even the Bible calls some great men of virtues, and call women of virtues, and men of valor. Now, is this right or wrong? I say it is not wrong. But as a praise singer, to make effect upon their claim, they garnish it.
Hold on a second. Did you said something about living up to someone's standard. Whose standard am I living up to?
You are not living up to any standard, but you are trying to be the best you can.
Do I need a title for that?
Of course. You need to be appreciated and celebrated.
I feel confined when people do that.
Yes, it makes you, because you are challenged.
Challenged by whom?
By yourself.
I wouldn't agree with that, given that you're speaking about me. I couldn't agree with that. I'm not challenged. I despise it. That's not a challenge. I despise it.
You are shy.
I am shy. Yes. Me, Joyce Odichima Onyemowo, shy. That a man will stand before me and tell a lie and flatter me. I'm shy. Me, you sure about that?
I call you the phenomenon. Why do I call you the phenomenon? Because you confront your challenges and you stand and say...
Now, how do you end up with, I'm shy? Like, what do you... I'm shy?
No. Now, when I call you and tell you...
Wait. So, hold on a second. You're saying I'm shy because you think maybe I want it, but I don't know how to take it.
No.
What?
What's that? I am coming from somewhere.
Where are you coming from? Is there an address? Because I'm trying to make it out.
In a place of celebrity. And you will be appreciated.
By whom?
By your listeners.
Okay.
Your environment.
So I'm saying to you that when people do that thing to me, puts me in a confinement. So I wanted to give language to
the
confinement.
You are feeling confined. It's because this title you are called is making you to do more. So want to do more.
Thank you very much for calling. I just totally disagree. Good Lord, what did the brother say? What? So that's the thing. I think you need to listen to your argument. Do more. You don't set a standard for me. I do what I do, whether you exist or don't. Whether you know it or you don't. I am Joyce in spite of you. I am whether you choose to be here tomorrow or not. Like, there's nothing I am that's dependent on you. So it's not correct for you to imply that because I want to do more so that you can see it and what? I have eyes, so I can't deny that you are there. Like, I can't deny that I see you, but I'd give no value to your existence. Like, if you thought I was something, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't care for the things that you think of. Like, come on now, do better than that. I want to do more. To what? Meet your expectations? You're trying to make this funny, right? Welcome to the show. Good Lord. Hi.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yes, the last caller made me laugh. It was just being confused. Say you are shy. I don't even know how you are shy.
Oh, no.
I don't justify you. No, for all people. Please, you're not shy. You. So, based on this, the topic.
they want to show themselves. You know, it's like when lizards fall from the tree and nobody praises him or her, he wants to praise himself. So the... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it must mean something if some people feel confinement. So, yeah, what does it mean to be confined by something that would make someone else feel enlarged?
Just like people, I don't know whether it's from their mind. Favor praise are the one people, if nobody praises them, they want to praise. Even this man, that man that I will listen to, this always okay. I don't know whether they have seen him in physically, as in the man.
Uh-huh.
He said that he's the tallest man in Africa. How did he say it?
The fine man, no pimple.
In fact, if you see that man, wow, I can't marry that man, though.
Don't bother about that part. Okay, well...
Hello?
Yeah, I think you're not giving me something here. You're not telling me why anybody would feel confined if other people feel inflated by the same thing. So...
I think they want to feel belonging. As in, if society does not recognize them, let them recognize themselves.
Okay. Okay, but you can't speak for the person who's feeling confined. Maybe you need to think about that. Because there's something there. And I know it's my assignment, but I'd like to give it to you first. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. So we're trying to make sense of why anybody would feel confined if they were given titles or if they were flattered. And we want to juxtapose that against the one who feels inflated and find out what is happening there. Let's see if we can make sense of what could be happening. The Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Joyce.
Yeah.
This is Don Dupuy calling back.
Why?
Yeah.
1 minute.
Do you know that people, some of these guys are innocent? I mean, people giving people title or calling names. I stumbled to in a particular group of young people. Probably they felt I am the oldest people among the older person among them. You hear them saying, "You daddy, papa."
Yeah, but you've said this before. I want you to think.
No.
You have said this before. I want you to think about.
I'm going somewhere.
No. I want you to go where I'm taking you. I gave you a topic. Somebody feels confined. Someone else feels inflated. What's happening there?
I felt being flattered. I felt too bad inside me.
Why?
My name is Dawn. Dawn, please. You think I am a Nutella, the oldest in the world. Please, my name is Dawn.
Yeah, but why do you feel that way? Do you know why? Did you find out why?
I feel that way because I feel I am being flattered. I am being mocked.
But so you don't know anything. You don't know any more than that. You don't know whether there was something more that you should know.
I felt too bad about.
All right, so I'm not getting an answer. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling me. So we are off on a break. I don't have an answer yet.